And now, for your listening pleasure, Pox and Pox Talk, a podcast of diversity, starring Dorothy and Larry Parks.
Hello, everyone. This is Pox to Parks, and this is January 19, 2011. I'm Dorothy.
And I'm Larry.
And today's topic is relationship. Can one lose his or her identity after being in a relationship for so many years? What do you think, Larry?
Yeah, I think they can. From experience, I found that, you know, I have lost myself in some relationships quite a bit, and I have known some people that have, you know. As a matter of fact, some family members of mine have, especially somebody close to me, I guess I can associate that person, is my mother. I felt like she has, you know, lost herself, you know, coming to being in the marriage for so many years, and just to see that, you know, she's not the same person like she used to be, you know.
Well, I can identify with that. In my first marriage, I lost myself quite a bit, consumed into the relationship, consumed into him, consumed into making him happy and giving everything what he wants. Who I was wasn't me anymore. It became him. But he also kept himself and then, you know, relieved himself to be what I want him to be for me.
So are you saying that he didn't really change as a person? He really just wanted you to change for him?
I wouldn't say it's what he wanted. Mm-hmm. It's what I volunteered to do. Mm-hmm. It's something that I wanted.
Right.
The love that I had for him, it consumed me so much that I willingly changed for him. And I didn't intend to do it intentionally. It just happened that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I guess the same thing, you know, with my mother. I seen, you know, she's been through a marriage. She was married to my father, God rest his soul.
And
you know, she got married and you know, and met this guy that she was with, you know, where they knew each other in high school. And, you know, when they was high school, I guess, little sweethearts before she met my father. And he kind of dictates everything she does. You know, she really has a mind of her own, but she still has to, you know, kind of take everything from him. You know, she has to call every moment of the day. I don't think nobody should have that much control over the individual. You know, I think they still should have their freedom and be their individual.
Okay, I have to stop you there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think that your mother willingly gave that freedom to him, or he took it? Maybe she volunteered to do it. Maybe that's something that she wanted to do. Maybe there's a reason why she did it. What do you think about that, Larry?
Just to keep him, I guess.
Just to keep him?
Yeah, I guess she felt like she was secure with him. You know what I'm saying? Being the only woman, you know, and I guess the only parent to raise, you know, three kids, I think she needs something for her. And I think that's the way a lot of people make mistakes in, that they need something for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of change them. Kind of, they get consumed by them kind of like as a drug. And I know a lot of people do that, even a lot of young people of today, you know.
Right, that's true.
Right there. You know, speaking of young people, I see a lot of young girls.
My daughter, for one.
Exactly.
Yes, she does that too.
Mm-hmm.
She used to be her own person until she got married, and now mm-hmm. she's just all about her husband. I don't think it's something that he sort of made her do. I think it's her value and her way and principle, how she look at relationship-wise,
mm-hmm.
and she feels that it's her duty as a wife to be totally, totally into the husband and make him happy and be consumed into him and what he wants until she forgot about herself.
So would you say that, would you be saying principles, would you be lacking, I guess referring to religion, anything like that, that has something to do with it?
In some people's case, yes. In some people's case, I wouldn't just say female. You guys have that too. Sometimes religion does play the big part. We read the Bible, we read the scriptures, we go to church, we listen to pastors talking about how we should be in a relationship, how the Lord would want us to be in a relationship. And some people, well, we will just live that literally. You know what I mean? We live that literally. We take every word literally.
Yeah, you're right. I guess, I think a lot of people, you know, let religion dictate sometimes exactly what they're going to do. Not really, really. I don't have a problem with religion. I think a lot of the pastors and, you know what I'm saying, and the reverends or whatever tell them exactly what to do. And then some people think that God has sent them, you know what I'm saying, a mate for them. And it necessarily don't have to be God that does. I don't think you should pray for a man or you should pray for a woman. You should just
And even if that may be so, if in their minds and in their heart that God did send them, the woman or the man, doesn't mean that you should lose yourself into them.
Correct.
Lose your identity.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're right about that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I also have something else I want to add. Not only religion, but, you know, emotional, like, loneliness. Loneliness plays a big part, too, of a person really just losing their identity and giving up with all the things they believe in, all the things they love to do, just to keep a person. And you said that you feel like that it could be something different with your mother. But I know that for sure, that loneliness and want to have someone, desperately to have someone in their life, they will put up with any and everything from that man or from that woman. Have you been through that, or you know anyone has gone through that yourself, Larry?
Yeah, I have. Like I say, it's been so many people I have seen go through that. You know, I think I haven't done it, you know what I'm saying, myself. You know, it's not a place that I don't think nobody should be. You know what I'm saying? I think it's awful for, you know, to put yourself in that situation, you know, to, get somebody out of control.
Well, would you say that a person in that predicament meets someone that can really tell that they're lonely and pray on that?
Yeah.
And they pray on that. They ask you to pray, like, this girl, yeah, she needs somebody. She's raising kids. She's all alone. And she's not out much, dating much. She needs someone. And they actually, like, seem to pray on that.
Mm-hmm.
I can get her to do this, or I can get her to do that. Now, that's something that I hate. When a man used that, just the love that a woman wants from another man.
I know some guys that, I know some personal friends of mine that, you know, had that same mentality, you know, that thought that way. And maybe when I was even younger, I probably thought that way. You know, it just, you know, I think it's like that, you, that control factor and stuff.
Yeah.
You, for you to have some power over somebody, I think that's kind of like a drug in a way.
Yes,
it may sound kind of sickening, but that's just the human nature, though.
And see, I like the word you use, sickening. Mm-hmm. When you have that control, the person that has the control, it's called power.
Yeah.
But the person that gives up control, they call sick. They're sick in the head.
Yeah.
And I think that's disgusting.
There is.
Now, what about if a female has that control of a man? What do you say about us? What do you call it?
Well, you know, a lot of us men call you, sometimes, you know, men feel like you're trying to be our mothers when y'all like that. For one thing, you know what I'm saying? Feel like we troll, like we make us feel demeaning like a child. And I know, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of men feel like, you know what I'm saying, they're not stepping up being a man if they're going to have a woman controlling and dictating everything they do. You know, but then again, you know, what it is, you know, it's not really that. You know what I'm saying? I think sometimes we do have good women that try to lead us the right way.
Right.
Because sometimes women are more mature than men, but sometimes we just don't want to listen because, you know, it's our manhood coming into play. But sometimes, you know, sometimes a man can be a man and exactly know what he wants to do. And sometimes a woman has to kind of let him be a man, you know.
Well, so you're saying that a place for a woman is to be quiet, silent,
No. Oh, yeah, well, a woman needs to look beautiful.
Look beautiful, be quiet and silent. And,
no,
what about those women that want to look beautiful and look for tools you guys to provide that for us, like money for our hair, our nails, our clothes, our perfume, and then you guys complain about the money, but you want us to look good. Okay, first of all, I know you're going to say go to work and provide yourself for it, okay? But there's nothing wrong with a little extra. And besides sex, you men can add a little something extra to the table.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Oh, I have no problem with that. It's for, I guess, whatever floats your boat. I guess the old saying, or whatever you prefer, then that's what you prefer. Though you have to be compatible with that person. You have to make sure that you know exactly what that person is looking for in a mate. You know what I'm saying? To make sure that y'all on the same page when it comes.
That's why I think it's best when you first meet, you should say so.
Exactly.
You should tell your mate what type of mate you're looking for. What are your expectations?
But sometimes the woman or the man can be devious to that, and you know what I'm saying, cannot show their true colors. You ain't going to truly know somebody until about 2 to 3 years when you wear them in a way.
Sometimes I think it takes longer than that.
You're right.
Because if that's a game behind that baby,
some
kind of way, you know, and I think in all relationships, it's a performance anyway.
Yes, you're right. You're absolutely correct.
You're an everyday actress, you know, everyday actor.
Yeah.
It's a performance.
Yeah.
Because nothing... your mate, wife, husband, girlfriend, boyfriend, everything they say, nothing's going to be always dandy, great, fine, okay, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But you always have to act as if, fine, baby, anything you want, cool. It's okay with me. Just to keep that peace.
Yeah, you're right.
Just to keep that man.
Mm-hmm.
Just to keep that woman. It's all a performance.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, it's been a very interesting podcast tonight.
Yes, it has. Yes,
we kind of cut, changed the format a little bit, the discussion, you know. We're kind of going to switch back to, you know, a little serious talk, which we've done tonight, and then we'll switch back to entertainment.
Well, it is a diversity
podcast. Yes, it is. Yes,
podcast.
It is. So if you're on this podcast, and I know the first podcast you heard was about, you know, martial law. We haven't got we haven't got about martial arts or entertainment.
We're going to be talking about everything, from martial arts to music, to life, to relationships, to kids, family, worldly events,
even
sports.
even supernatural things sometimes.
Supernatural,
you know,
things.
Yes. And also, by the way, I'm kind of upset because my zodiac sign has changed, if y'all have heard on the internet and been all over the news.
You?
Yeah.
I am too.
Yeah. I actually was a Libra. Now I'm a Virgo. And I don't understand. I'm confused. I think a lot of people have said about that. But that's a subject for another time.
Well, Larry just told me that now I'm a Sagittarius, which I was a Capricorn, and loved every bit of it for a certain amount of years. Not going to disclose any age here. But, you know, that's just how things go.
Oh, yeah, Dorothy. And by the way, didn't you want to kind of let people, give some people some inspirational? Don't you have like a new thing that you do every week?
Well, yes, I would like to leave each week a little inspirational thought to put on someone's mind, and hopefully everyone, if they listen to the podcast. Tonight it will be...
And now it's time for Inspirational Thoughts from Dorothy.
And for all you couples out there, live to love and love to live, but never allow love to keep you from loving and living for yourself. And that's the inspirational thought of tonight. Good night.